Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say, ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a sort of amazing, fabulous, and fantastic special episode of Cheese, Please.
Yeah.
It's our contractually obligated, non-denominational holiday music show.
That's one way to put it. I screwed up.
You looked at the wrong calendar.
I screwed up.
And counted the wrong number of weeks and started our Christmas shows a whole week too early.
Yeah. And my producer just reminded me today, so I had to really dig deep and dig quick and came up with some
Christmassy holiday music.
Non-denominational holiday Christmas music. As a matter of fact, we can't say Christmas any longer, Daffodil. It's a holiday music. It's holiday music. That's
exactly,
it.
Exactly, because it's after Christmas.
I've got the holiday tree here. I put it up today. Had a little time to do that. It looks silver with blue bulbs. It's non-holiday-like.
It's not red and green.
No. We've got Bob Rivers, Twisted Radio, Youpers coming up. Hey, our favorite whipping boy, but we still love him anyway, John Davidson. Crooning out Winter Wonderland a little later. And on top of that, what happens when places that really shouldn't know much about snow and winter do holiday songs?
Don't say Christmas.
I'm sorry. I just want to get through this, okay?
But we're starting off with what?
Oh, cats and dogs.
All right.
Yeah, that puts you in the holiday mood, don't it?
Yes, it always does.
Okay, we got the Holiday Hounds with Jolly Yorkshire Terrier coming up shortly. But we're starting off with the Festive Felines and Tabbies We've Heard on High on
the Cheese Please Non-Denominational Holiday Festival Show.
Extravaganza, Daffodil, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, Please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
With the holiday hounds and jolly Yorkshire Terrier.
And before that, the festive felines. And tabbies we've heard on high on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese Please.
And we're filling in a gap that I didn't figure out on the calendar like it should have.
With our contractually obligated, non-denominational holiday music extravaganza show.
Exactly. And we're in the spirit of the holidays. We don't say that other word, the C word. No, no.
No.
We had that last week and 4 weeks before that. So we're not, we're just focusing on the holidays. And we're focusing on the crooners now that, well, you know, you've heard John Davidson on this show before. You know what he's like.
Yes, and now he's going to sing holiday music.
Yeah, you got to say holiday. Got to say holiday on the show. That's the thing. But before that, a guy that really makes John Davidson sound fantastic.
Well, when you back yourself up with a group called the Fantastics, you kind of expect that it's not going to be so much.
It seems that way. And this song is called the Xmas song. This is not the, well, you know, it's the Xmas song.
That's really the Christmas song. You
no,
know that,
no, no,
right?
No, 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 don't say that word. No, no, it's the holiday show. No, no, no. Xmas. It says Xmas on my list. So we're going to play the Xmas song. Right here on
Cheese Please's contractually obligated non-denominational holiday music extravaganza show.
Yay, you said it right.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Do that one more time. Ow! Ow!
Cheese!
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the sings our love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In a matter we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, just to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. No, it's a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, his day is the new bird. Sings our love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Hear the sleigh bells ring, everybody sing. We'll go to town with Parson Brown. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Please, with variety show extraordinaire John Davidson and Winter Wonderland. Oh, yeah.
And before that, the Christmas song.
No, the Xmas song. The Xmas song.
He didn't sing Xmas. I'm going to say Christmas.
Okay, fine. With Oz Hill and the Fantastics on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
Yes, the just about non-denominational holiday music extravaganza this week. Just about.
Just about.
That's the best I can put it. We move on now because don't have a lot of time to talk because I crammed the music in this week. We've got Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio featuring the guy from Eight Is Enough, the older brother.
Grant Goodeve.
Grant Goodeve. He actually sings, and he sings very well, but he doesn't sing well.
The song itself is the problem.
Yeah. Didn't I get this last year coming up shortly? Well, we're starting off with the Hoopers or Diupers.
Diupers.
That's the Upers?
It's Diupers.
What's this got to do with holidays?
You'll see.
Okay. I guess I will. It's called Rusty Chevrolet. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go. Sliding all the way, I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops. I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway, 'cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see
see the dash, and I start to pray.
It was cheese.
Please.
Cheese, please.
No, cheese.
Cheese, please. Cheese rolls.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese, 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 please, please. Cheese, 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 please. Cheese, please.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny DVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile. With a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. Said my wife to our neighbors across the street, I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. Said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day, didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
This is just exactly what I want.
This is just exactly what I want.
Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise, a coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys. This last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Yeah, well, thanks. No, it's really very nice.
Didn't I get this last year?
That's why I keep saying the daffodil.
No.
Didn't I get this last year, daffodil?
No, I get you something different every year.
No, you don't. You got me socks this year.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You, those are last year's socks. You never ever wore them.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry. Bob Rivers of Twisted Radio featuring David, I believe his character's name was, on 80s Enough.
I do not know the answer to that question.
I was trying to wiki and it didn't work out. Grant Goodeve, and he's like in his 60s now. Go figure.
That's scary.
Before that, we had the
Da-Youpers.
I want to say Da-Hoopers, like Sesame Street and Mr. Hooper. No, it's Da-Youpers and Rusty Chevrolet. And if you've seen the video, it's pretty rusty. That's all I get to say. My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is our contractual obligation, non-denomination.
What do you mean it's contractually obligated? I didn't see anything in the contract for that.
We have to do Christmas shows for every week in December, and you ran one of them in November, so that means that this is contractually obligated to be another Christmas show. But since we're tired of doing Christmas, we're calling it non-denominational holiday extravaganza.
It's a holiday extravaganza, and you seem so excited about doing this.
I thought I had the week off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the...
That's fine, though. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. We're moving on to two places where you wouldn't think of hearing about holidays. Mexico and Hawaii. Got Bobby Duvall of the Tijuana Band with Frosty the Snowman, and the Waikiki's kick off with Sleigh Ride.
Here on Cheese, Please.
Oh, yes.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese Please is so cool.
Just change.
Cheese Please.
With Bobby Duvall and the Tijuana Band and Frosty the Snowman. Snowman,
yeah. Yeah, snowman.
I don't know. It doesn't seem right. The whole Tijuana Band thing. You know?
Maybe they're making Frosty out of shaved ice.
That's all I can think of. Waikiki's before that, pretty much the same thing. You don't think of a sleigh ride in Hawaii.
Maybe it has wheels.
Maybe it's like surfboard thing, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe surf
they're
ride?
Slaying on the sand.
I don't know. Anyway, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this has been your contractually obligated...
I was going to say weekly or what? You say the whole thing.
Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese Please.
Yes.
And this has been the contractually obligated...
Yes. I hope everyone's happy.
...non-denominational holiday festival of extravaganza music.
You mean the non-denominational holiday music extravaganza?
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Anything to say? You can.
What are we ending the show off with?
We're ending the show off with a guy that was on Hee Haw at one point, Charlie Fargeson. It's not him singing; it's from his album.
Okay.
And apparently, something to do with North Pole's gnomes. Apparently, they have gnomes at the North Pole.
I thought
not
they
elves.
Had elves.
Gnomes, in this case. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy. Thank you for joining us for Cheese, Please.
And you can actually go off and enjoy yourself now, Daffodil.
Thank you.
Bye.
We are North Pole gnomes. You ought to see our hosts. Made of ice and snow. Ho, 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 ho. We make lots of toys for all the girls and boys, and for grown-ups too. Hoo, 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 hoo. Spaceships, sailing ships, clouds that do all kinds of flips. We even make trampolines. Heavy icicles, bicycles, and once or even twicycles, Mexican jumping beans. Corn to pop a lollipop, a spin and top that you can stop and fly in aeroplanes. Robots with electric brains, and for the little ones, choo-choo train. And away we go. Tell you what we'll do, if you will promise true to do your best each day in every single way. Show your mom and dad how good you are, and from our North Pole home so very far, you'll get a present, we declare. After all, it's only fair from the North Pole gnomes.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.